Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world. To the world. To the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul. BlakeRadio.com.
Welcome to the Blake Radio Network Rainbow Soul. I'm your host, Deirdre Schuler. Well, I don't know about you, but doesn't it seem like time has accelerated? It's hard to believe that it has been 2 years since the death of Michael Jackson, known as the King of Pop and one of the greatest entertainers in the world. Michael Jackson died on June 25th, 2009 at 2:26 p.m. Pacific Time after collapsing at his home in Holmby Hills, California. Jackson was 50 years of age and suffered cardiac arrest. The world continues to mourn him, but some Michael Jackson impersonators have managed to overturn some of the world's grief by bringing the spirit of Michael Jackson back to life through their performances. Producers Steve Love and Darren Ross are paying tribute to Michael on Saturday, June 25th at 8 p.m. via their King Michael Tribute to the King of Pop production, which will coincide with the second anniversary of Mr. Jackson's death. The event will be held at Lehman Center for the Performing Arts in the Bronx, New York. Featured artists include Harlem Gospel Live and impersonators Pete Carter, Norway's Marcus Joseph, and T-Vane Jackson. My guest today is T-Vane Jackson, who was a This Is It dancer and choreographer, and whom Michael Jackson personally approved to impersonate him. T-Vane has worked and danced with entertainers such as Ricky Martin, Kylie Minogue, Lionel Richie, and Mariah Carey. He also performed for Jacques Chirac, the President of France. The tribute show will feature Michael Jackson hits such as Earth Song, Billie Jean, Beat It, Thriller, and Smooth Criminal. I will also be talking to King Michael Tribute to the King of Pop show producer and Bessie Award winner Darren Ross. But before I do, interested parties can obtain tickets to the show by calling the Lehman Center box office at 718-960-8833 or by going online at www.lehmancenter.org. Well, we have T-Vane Jackson and producer Darren Ross waiting in the wings, so let's welcome them to the show. Welcome, gentlemen.
This is T-Vane. I'm here in L.A., and I'm very honored to be part of your program.
Mr. Ross, last year your co-producer, Steve Love, speaking of love, featured Michael Firestone and Peter Carter and Ivan Kelly, who is also known, as Little Man. But outside of Pete Carter, it seems this year you have an entirely new show of Michael Jackson impersonators. So can we expect an entirely different show than last year?
Yes, this show is going to be different. It's going to have some of the numbers from last year. We have Zacchaeus Dinwiddie doing the young Michael role this year. He's been with Rage Shoe. We have Marcus Joseph Williams, who comes all the way from Norway, who to me is one of the most authentic singing Michael Jacksons around. And we have T-Vane, who we wanted to get T-Vane last year, but he was unavailable, and now he's available, so we're going to bring him to the New York crowd. So this show is going to be incredible. We have some new dance numbers, and we're just going to have a ball and a blast and just honor his memory on June 25th at the Lehman Center.
Well, that's the question I have for you, because as it turns out, the show falls on the very day that Michael died 2 years ago, on June 25th. And is this a show that you only do once a year, or do you tour with it?
We have toured with it. We've done shows in and out the country, but we try to do a special show on the anniversary of his death. As I said, we're adding new pieces to this show for the New York crowd, which I think will be very special in honor of Michael Jackson's memory.
Indeed. Now, how do you get the impersonators? How do you find them? Do they audition or what?
Well, nowadays, because of the electronic media that we have available to us, we solicit and we look at a lot of things that we can find, and then we actually will meet the artist, talk with the artist, and figure out how this artist can be part of the King Michael team. Because everyone in King Michael is passionately endeavored to honor the memory of Michael Jackson. We're not just out there just trying to do a show. We all love Michael Jackson and want to keep a legacy to his memory. That's what this show is all about. It's all about the energy and the feeling of love and spreading love throughout the world and creating a show that honors him. And you really feel good and you take home a feeling that you felt the spirit of MJ again. And like I said, with MJ Williams coming all the way from Norway, and when he sings, I mean, you feel like you're hearing Michael Jackson again live. I mean, it's incredible. It brings me to tears all the time.
Well, I listened to him on YouTube, and he does sound, he is close to Michael's tone, that's for sure.
Now, I also, last year,
yes, and
the people got so caught up in it that they started screaming, Michael, Michael, and I think they totally forgot that it wasn't Michael. And they actually mobbed the people when they came in the lobby.
Yes.
Does that happen all the time?
Yes.
Sort of forget that that's not Michael.
A great format that with the different impersonators such as Pete Carter, T-Vane, Marcus, and Zacchaeus. It's a great formula, and of course we have great dancers and acrobats, the band, and percussionist, the vocal percussionist, Mr. Anointed S. It's just a great ride and a journey that was created for King Michael.
And you're having videos again this year too?
Yes, there will be video backdrops. There'll be a couple tributes to Michael and Gideo, just as there were last year. It'll be a little bit different. Like I said, we want to do something a little bit different than last year, but all of the great things that happened last year will happen again this year that were in this show.
Okay, that's what I wanted to ascertain, because so many people are saying, is it going to be like last year? And I said, I don't think so, based on the fact that you got, all except for Pete Carter, completely different people. So it has to be different just in that
sense. Well, the dancers, a lot of the dancers are the same, and the vocal percussionist is the same. Harlem Gospel Live, they're the same. And but there's enough newness, and like I said again, Marcus Joseph Williams, you know, Marcus sings ballads, so you're going to hear things like She's Out of My Life Live perfectly. You're going to hear I Just Can't Stop Loving You, the duet done live. So there's a lot of new thrills. I don't want to give it all away, but you
okay,
will be.
Okay, I can relate to that.
We'll come out.
You just want to whet their appetite.
That's right. That's right.
So,
it's an incredible journey and ride that I really can't describe doing the King Michael show.
Have you taken
Steve
it to Asia?
I agree.
Have
not
the show
yet,
gone to
but,
Asia?
We're looking forward to doing it. Not yet.
Oh, okay, because I know he had a huge fan base there. But, you know, I want to talk to T-Vane, too. And tell me about yourself, T-Vane, where your background and so forth.
I'm originally from Madagascar, but I was born in France.
Nice.
I discovered Michael Jackson. I was around 13 years old. I kept dancing like a maniac in my room, and before you know it, I decided to move here to L.A. I moved out here 8 years ago. The goal was to meet and dance with Michael Jackson. I met him, but we never shared the stage together. But that's pretty much the journey. Michael started auditioning, and he also started just my impersonation skills, and he really liked it. He really liked it because I actually met him. I was dancing in the hallway after doing the fitting for my costume. And that's when Michael saw me, and he just laughed, and he said, okay, so we all need to meet from now, so that's good. And he left me for that moment, but I saw Michael Jackson 10 seconds, and that's it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's more than some people have.
Yeah. You know, to me, it feels amazing because it's my life journey, and I finally get the approval from the king himself with the smile and the laugh. What else could I ask for? You know? But
you've got that right.
Be part of something that I know. No, all I want to do now is just share this because I have such a strong memory about this moment. So I want to share with people that didn't have the chance to meet Michael Jackson, to know what type of caring person he was, what type of committed entertainer he was. And it's a big message. It affects my life every day.
Well, what does it take for you to become Michael?
Yes, I have that state of trance with that same essence that Michael felt. I really feel it strong in me when I'm on stage. And it's
that you're channeling him?
It's quite a trip, because even when my mom went and, you know, came and watched the show, she didn't know it was me. So as I put the makeup on and everything, that starts about 3 hours before the show, the transformation, you know, starts going on, and Tivane goes and Rhett and Michael comes in. Does that make sense? It's almost scary, but that's the feeling that I have.
Thing about him that you do more so than other impersonators or what? Some dance like him but can't sing as well. And what is yours?
Well, I'm a dancer,
mm-hmm.
and also a choreographer. So dancing and choreography is my strong thing. But I think the my biggest strength is that the way he was moving on stage, his body language, his interaction with people, his breathing, his essence, his energy, that's what I capture the most, because in between dance steps, I'm not myself. I'm that energy.
Okay.
And that's really what I want to share.
Well, I guess that's what we're going to see when we see you. When we see you Saturday the 25th at 8 p.m. at Lehman Center. And you know what? I want to play one of his songs, because I heard that you'll be, you or one of the impersonators will be singing this on stage, and that's Smooth Criminal.
Thank you. You are listening to the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul. This is Topically Yours, and I'm your host, Deirdre Schuler. And we have on our show today T. Vane Jackson and Darren Ross. And I wanted to ask both of you individually, what about Michael Jackson, the man, has impressed you? Because both of you said in your own way that you're doing this show out of love for Michael.
I can go. I think that Michael was somebody that didn't have a lot of time for himself. So therefore, his commitment to his craft was so strong that he actually channeled love through it all the time. And I have to thank Steve Love of Love Productions for allowing me to put this together for the company. And you can also get more information about the show at www.kingmichaelshow.com or loveproductions.com. And please come out on June 25th to the Lehman Center. We thank Eva and the Lehman Center team for bringing us back again, and we're going to really rock the house for you on June 25th, next Saturday.
Well, I guess there's nothing much left to say, but for tickets, I suggest you rock.
Not walk to the Lehman Center box office, or you can call the box office at 718-960-8833 and or go online at www.lehmancenter.org. And once again, I want to thank T. Vane Jackson and producer Darren Ross for being my guest today and sharing with us a bit about Michael Jackson. And this is the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul. I'm your host, Deirdre Schuler. And as always, I want to thank my listeners for making my topic topically yours. Well, we have reached the end of the show, and I know that folks out there that were fans of Michael and loved him do that Michael was a very, very sensitive person, and perhaps too sensitive for this world. He certainly was a man with a big heart who had many, many humane projects, and one of them was something very close to his heart, and that was healing the world. So I think it's only appropriate to end the show, Michael Jackson singing Heal the World. And here we go.
Think about the generations and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children so that they know it's a better world for them and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love, and a place much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. You care enough for the living, make a little space, make a better place, heal the world, make it a better place. Thank you.
And for those that may